Welcome to this episode of Sass and Sips, where every week we will be discussing and dissecting an episode of Lost in order. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Agnes.
And this week's episode is Season 2, Episode 3, Orientation. What are you drinking today?
So, because today I'm on some medication, I'm sticking to coffee today. I will make it up and drink like a fish on next episode. Although the last two episodes, I was pretty tipsy.
I have iced tea lemonade with
vodka. Is it Staten Island iced tea?
Stop saying that shit. It's Snapple half and half. Yes. Half tea, half lemonade. But like half of the cup is vodka.
Awesome. You know and what you should do?
Look at this.
You should make a lemon glass.
Do you see how light it is?
Oh, I can't tell because the glass is dark.
Look at my... It's in the straw.
Oh, holy shit. That's funny. I thought the straw was green. You should make like lemon drop shots and put it in the iced tea.
Well, and I have... I don't know. Can you see the lemons?
The lemon. They're nicely sliced.
I know. I had it on the cup. That was fancy. But then I was like, nah, I just wanted... Have it.
Okay, so Lisa's going to be tipsy for both of us today.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to regret saying this, Lisa. I'm at like 101%.
Oh, shit.
I'm
like another level of excited. I got to hear it. I got to I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Just go like rub it in. I was like, because things are happening. And I understand. The reasoning behind the level setting and the foundation, but that's a lot of level setting for the first season. You like do like most shows, you don't get that much level setting for the whole. It's not a whole season of level setting. And that's a lot of like if there wasn't more seasons, like if I wasn't watching it now, if I was watching it then, I would have stopped a long time ago. I never would have watched it.
Two things. So one is that when the pilot was. When they filmed the pilot, now, I might get this a little bit wrong. So when they filmed the pilot, the person who was given the green light to go ahead and film the pilot episodes sold the show as like a scripted Survivor type show.
Okay.
Like, they wanted it to be like Survivor, but scripted.
Right.
So, it was the most expensive pilot ever shot, or at least one of the most expensive, right?
I can see how it would be.
And, I mean, because even the plane was a real plane, you know, on the beach. But, they went ahead and they filmed it, and then the person who gave the green light to film the pilot got canned because of, I guess, maybe the cost or something. They also wanted it to be a standalone type show where like Law and Order, where you could just pick up at any episode and keep going and not need the episodes before it. And they're like, yeah. So they
really do a good job with that.
No,
at all.
But basically, it's just that they lied to just keep the show going. They just kind of like...
It's really out of the seat of their pants. The whole season.
And they it was very like, yeah. Because at first, I think they had like only episodes up to like Homecoming or something like that. And that was all they got green-lighted for. And then when they saw how people were taking to the show, because they're like, yeah, no, there's not going to be anything, like, supernatural. Like, so, like, everything with, like, the whispers and the hatch and the monster, they were like, we don't want any kind of supernatural stuff. And they put it in anyway. But then fans started to get really into it. So they were kind of like, well,
they got lucky because if I wasn't watching it, like, I'm waiting week by week. I imagine myself watching this week by week and wait for something to happen. And I'm like,
yes, but let me, okay. Even still with that, I remember watching it week by week and I couldn't wait to talk to other people about it. And it was like, what? So what do you think about? And you would spout theory upon theory. And so, yeah, it was tough to wait. But the anticipation was kind of fun because it gave people a chance to talk theory.
That first season, it just wasn't interesting enough for me to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked about it because you made me talk about it.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. It, to me, I would have like, yeah, no. I think there was other shows that came on that didn't last past one season that were better. Like, mm-hmm. The Event. That shit was like, oh, shit. And it lasted one season. And it was every episode, for me, I thought every episode was, it had, like, it grabbed you. And it wasn't, like, laying a tons of foundation. So, yeah, I still don't understand how,
But The Event, I will say this. Mm-hmm. We're only just scratching the surface of the second season.
And I've started to like it now, but my whole thing is it's taking so long.
Yeah, no. Yes.
Just allow the lay foundation. So yeah. That's why I have to give the show, like, it's not exactly even, it's lightly down. You know what I mean? It's as a whole. But yeah, I'm getting there, like, 101%. Don't think I would be a 180. Like, I'll never be, like, hate it to love it. But I found myself enjoying the show now.
Okay. That's a start.
And may I add, so, you know, I take notes as I'm watching the show so I don't forget anything to talk about. So I'm like, I'm going to use my speech to text so I can at least watch the TV as I'm doing it. And I don't use a speech to text that often. And it asterisked out my curse words. I was like, I'm being judged by my phone.
That was hilarious.
I was like, are you kidding me? I changed the settings real quick. I was like, don't block out curse words, offensive words. I'm like, this is me. Don't censor me. I thought it was funny because I'm like, oh, you can't tell what I say Ana Lucia, but you know what I'm saying fucking. Okay, fine.
Let's do flashbacks and then we'll do On Island.
If you wish.
Okay. In flashback, Locke visits a support group where a woman complains that her mother stole $30 from her purse. Locke laughs at this. He explains that $30 is nothing to get upset over, finally recounting the deception conducted by his father. He says, you want your $30 back? I want my damn kidney back.
Kidney back.
And it's funny.
And the funny thing is, as he's chuckling, I knew that was going to happen. I was like, yeah, give it to him.
But somebody had posted a comment on one of our Instagram photos. And they posted that line. You want your $30? I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it, but I didn't get it. I was like, huh? I didn't get it. Because obviously I haven't seen the episode yet.
I was like, okay, well, she'll get it eventually.
But of course, by then I forgot about it. Like, I tell it like...
Hey, guys. We are here with an update to our scheduling. We just wanted to let you guys know that from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we are going to be going back to every other week publishing schedule. Okay, say something witty here.
Witty? Because actually, as you're talking, because you kind of, I don't know if this is witty or not, but you sounded very sex kitten when you said hello. I was like, oh.
Agnes is at a loss for words, apparently.
I know, it doesn't happen.
This is like a 30-second promo, and you don't have words. But okay, the point is, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we're going to release our regularly scheduled Lost episodes every other Monday. Maps, will still be every 2 weeks, and Spotlight will still be the first of the month. And then after Labor Day, we will go back to Lost being put out every week, just so that we can be able to spend a little bit more time with our families and enjoy the summer. So that's it. That was the update. After the meeting, he is approached by another member of the support group, Helen, who flirts with him and thanks him for saying in the meeting what she had always wanted to. Later, Helen wakes up to find Locke putting on his clothes, claiming he is uncomfortable sleeping in an unfamiliar bed. That morning, he sits in his car outside the gates of his father's estate. His father opens the car door and gets in, saying he knows that Locke has been stalking him and wants it to stop, finally telling him, "Don't come back, you're not wanted." Locke does not stop, however, and at dinner during their 6-month anniversary, Helen gives Locke a present, a key to her house, under the condition that he stops going to his father's house. Locke agrees, but is unable to keep his word. Helen eventually follows and sees Locke outside the gates. When she confronts him, she says he is afraid of the future, of moving past what his father has done, and of moving forward in his relationship with her. When he says he doesn't know what else to do, she tells him it is meant to be difficult, because what she is asking him, because what she is asking him for is a leap of faith. He seems to understand, and they embrace.
No comments.
Okay. On the island, at the underground compound, the standoff between Jack, Desmond, and Locke provides enough of a distraction for Kate to drop from the air ventilation system into the station's armory.
So at this point, I am 100% sure, even if she hadn't dropped into the armory room, she still would have been the one to save their asses.
Hell just yeah. Thought.
I don't care. She could have fallen back into the pantry again. She would have, you know what I mean? It could have been the toilet, the bathroom. She would have found a way to save their asses, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why I don't think that's the only reason Locke put her in there. I'll be honest with you. I think that was a big part of the reason he put her in there. But I think that he put her in there because he didn't want to miss out on shit. He wanted to be front and center for the action.
Yeah.
Not because to save her, because
I do agree.
He would have put her in there even if it was dangerous, I think. As long as he gets a front row seat at this, at like the payoff of all his hard work.
Right. I agree.
What the fuck is going on?
And not for nothing, though. He's like, it's chivalry. Like, he looked like a fucking dick if, you know what I mean? If he left her out there. Let's be honest. I mean, that's one.
I don't think he cares how he looks.
No, but I'm like saying that's the only way to go, really. But two, he did kind of work his ass off with the hatch and digging and trying to find a way to get in. So, I mean, obviously, they got this. Like, he wasn't the one to open it. But, you know, that was his pet project. I think I can understand the desire to see something through.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the task is like, whatever it is, you've gotten this far, you want to see it through.
Kate finds and loads a shotgun. She makes her way behind Desmond and ends the standoff by striking him with the butt of the shotgun. Mm-hmm.
Badass.
Desmond fires a round from his gun as he falls, hitting and badly damaging the computer. When a frantic Desmond claims that everyone will die unless the computer is fixed, Kate suggests that Saeed could repair the machine, and Locke sends her to retrieve him. At Jack's insistence, Desmond explains that 3 years ago he had been in a slow-low sailing race around the world when his boat crashed on the reef surrounding the island. He was dragged off the beach by a man named Kelvin, who enlisted his help in his sole duty on the island, in putting the numbers into the compound's computer and pressing the execute button every 108 minutes. Desmond says the end of the world would come if the button is not pressed. But without time to explain in detail, Desmond directs Jack and Locke to watch a film reel he's placed behind a copy of The Turn of the Screw.
So before they get to this point, Jack has Desmond, I think this is before they get to this part, he has him pretty much tied up, not tied up, but restrained.
Oh, on the floor. That's like right after Kate, yeah, that's right. Right after he shoots the computer, like after Kate knocks him out, right. He falls, and yeah.
And then he actually Locke tells him, like, let him go. He's like, don't tell me what to do. And I'm like, first of all, Jack, I don't appreciate you using Locke's phrase. I was personally offended by that. And then two, dude, you broke into this man's shelter. And you have the audacity to throw a gun on him and restrain him. Mm-hmm. What is this, the Christopher Columbus syndrome? Like, what the fuck? Like, that whole...
yeah,
like, basically. Does anyone else have that? I was just like, really? Really? You break into this guy? Like, think about it. You break into this guy's bomb shelter.
Right.
You complete strangers, and you have the audacity to expect him to answer your questions? Get the fuck out of here. But Locke, I like the way Locke gets him later.
The film welcomes its viewers to the underground compound, calling it Facility 3, the Swan, as marked by a logo that is on almost everything inside the hatch. It then goes on to describe a project called the Dharma Initiative, apparently funded by the Hansel Foundation, an experimental psychology research group. The film ends by explaining that due to an incident on the island, the viewers must enter the code into the computer every 108 minutes for the next 540 days, after which a replacement team will take over. Jack and Locke take opposite responses to this film. Jack believes this is nothing more than a social experiment, while Locke believes the film should be taken at its word. Soon after, Desmond attempts to power up the computer, but it shorts out and blows a fuse in the compound. Desmond panics, packs his stuff, some food along with some of the medicine he has been injecting himself with, something from atop the book, The Third Policeman, and a book with a cross on the outside, and hurriedly leaves the Swan. As Desmond rushes around, Jack notices a photograph of Desmond and a woman. Jack follows behind him, leaving Locke to attempt to fix the computer alone. Locke briefly suffers an emotional breakdown, but Kate, Saeed, and Hurley arrive to help. Uninterested in the details of the situation, Saeed directs Kate and Hurley to restore power while he fixes the computer. Outside, Jack catches up to Desmond, holding him at gunpoint. Desmond tells Jack the code, but Jack's not interested. Instead, he asks where Desmond is running to, which reminds Desmond of his earlier conversation with Jack. When Desmond asks about Jack's patient, Jack stonewalls before eventually replying that he married her. Desmond guesses from his reaction that they are no longer married. Jack lowers his gun as he begins to cry, and Desmond hastily leaves, saying, "See you in another life, yeah?" Inside the Swan, Saeed successfully repairs the computer, leaving Locke to type in the numbers. When Hurley hears them, he urges Locke not to use them, but stops protesting after seeing Locke enter a wrong number. Just as Locke is about to hit the execute button, Jack arrives and tells Locke the correct numbers. Locke says Jack should be the one to hit the button, but Jack refuses. As the warning alarm sounds, the two argue. Locke asks Jack why it is so hard to believe, and Jack responds by asking why Locke finds it so easy.
So, I like to call this section like part A of In the Island. I call the other, you know, other scene part B. So, there was a scene when, after they watched the orientation video, and Locke tells Jack, like, why are you so angry? Is it because it couldn't be because he didn't remember you? That couldn't be it. And I like the way it was a little like, check your ego, homie. I was like, yeah. Because he saw Jack's, well, I can't get the names right. He saw Jack's look of recognition when he had him by gunpoint. He's like, oh, it couldn't be that he couldn't remember you. Oh, that couldn't be it at all. I was like, yeah. So I like Locke's subtleness.
At that part, when they're arguing, they're setting up the projector. And Jack tells Locke, first of all, even as they're setting up the projector, Locke says his name. And Jack kind of walks away saying, like, Desmond, under his breath. And he knows that he knows him. He mm-hmm. realizes it, whether he admits it or not.
Right.
But then it goes on to tell Locke how that not only it's like insane and impossible what Desmond is telling them, but Jack, you just realize that this is a man that you met a few years ago at a chance encounter who told you about possibly having a miracle because maybe you fix her.
And then, boom, and now, you end up on this deserted island together. But that's normal.
But that's not insane and or impossible. I think, okay, I have another theory about Desmond, but we'll get there.
Okay. And back to, I think, Kate and Saeed are, like, the only really useful people on the fucking island.
Saeed came in and is like, all right, I need you to do this. I'll like, do this. And it's just, tell me later. Tell me
later. Right. We've got to fix this.
Like, but, he just... cool, calm, and collected. He knows what's important, and he does it.
And I know for a fact, I know I've said it before, if he wasn't of Middle Eastern descent, he would have been the go-to person that they would have looked to as a leader on the island. And I kind not to say I like it, but I appreciate what the writers did in that situation. I can appreciate, or maybe I'm just reading more into what they were kind of write, you know.
Well, this is only a couple of years after 9/11.
Right,
He may not be the main character, but he's still a main character. Main
character. So that's saying a lot and making it the so that he...
And especially obvious. That they gave him in his backstory that he fought in the Republican Guard. So it's not even like he's Iraqi, but like of descent and lived in the States. Oh, no, he's straight up from there, fought for them against us, and he's still this really respectable person.
And I really appreciate what the writers did with the whole situation. But yeah, I'm so out of it today.
Okay.
What the fuck was the incident? That's what I want to know. What the fuck was the incident? Like, the incident. Like, I'm dying to know. That's my next question.
I had to start writing some stuff down because, like, when I go back and I edit and then I catch things and I'm like, oh, yeah, she mentioned this. So I had to start writing shit down that I could remember to, you know.
Okay.
Did you hear me? Did that make sense?
Yeah. In a weird way, it did.
Okay.
Can I tell you how excited I was to see Michelle Rodriguez's name on the opening credits? I was like, Anna Lucia.
Okay, so your question is...
I have a couple of questions. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to... We'll finish doing the synopsis and then we'll do all that?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to know that I made note of 540 days, which is kind of a weird number, mm-hmm. and 108 minutes. So I'm like, okay, I'll figure out what weird math that ends up with the numbers. But I dropped them down because I knew they were important.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson. I just want to tell you that I was a biomed major and studying for these episodes are a lot harder than studying for any test I've ever had to take in school. I just want you to know that.
I appreciate the effort.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. An upset Locke tells Jack it's never been easy and that Jack needs to make a leap of faith of his own. With 1 second left on the countdown timer, Jack presses the button. Locke, pleased, calmly says he will take the first shift at the computer. What do you think will happen if they don't press that button?
I don't. They'll all wake up from the dream. I don't know. Well, you have, alarm clock goes off.
You have Jack on one side saying it's just a social experiment. Like, they're just telling you to do this shit to see if you do it or whatever, however the social experiment works. And you have Locke saying, you have to do this. It's a leap of faith. And you have Desmond saying, if you don't do it, it's the end of the world and we're all going to die. So if you were there, would you be pressing the button? What would you do? Would you be Desmond? Would you be Locke? Would you be Jack?
It depends. When am I one of the survivors of the recent plane crash, or have I been there? Your perspective changes. For example, if I was a Desmond, meaning let's say me and Desmond both ended up drifting on there before, like we just
so you got onto the island with Desmond, right? Like you were on the sailboat with him,
right? So you have someone who's there, like, there was an incident, you got to do this. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, something happened. So by now, obviously, I'm pushing. If you're one of the survivors, that's like a Jack or Locke.
Yeah.
Your perspective changes because you're really coming in this to this, you're hearing this like third hand as opposed to second hand. Right. You know what I mean? The survivors are getting this from Desmond, who doesn't know what the incident is. He's just being told what the incident is. So you're like,
but it's all secondhand. Somebody told Desmond, just like Desmond told them.
Right. But I got the impression that Desmond was told by somebody who knew what the incident was.
Got it.
That's what I'm thinking. So okay. Desmond's getting it my interpretation is Desmond got it secondhand for someone who knew what the incident was. And then the survivors are getting it third hand. So your thought process of the situation changes. So if I was getting it secondhand, I would press it. If I'm getting it third hand, like the survivors, man.
But it's coming from somebody who has spent the last 3 years believing in this button. Now, that's not an easy thing to ignore.
Right. Like, so I'm thinking I would probably press it because I've been on the island for 44 days. I were a month at this point. This guy has been doing it every hour and a half. He's been doing this. Obviously, no one's gotten sick. Like, okay, listen. Worst case scenario, nothing changes. What's the worst that could happen? Fucking press the button, call it a fucking day. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been doing it, so this is my life thus far.
Right.
Not pressing it, is it going to make someone come get me? Maybe, but the odds are probably not.
What do you mean, somebody come get you?
Like, is it also going to save us from the islands?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, is it going to be like, boof, you're saved? Probably not. So, fucking press the button.
All
right. So, I think I would press the button no matter what. I think my reasoning behind it would be different, though.
Across the island, on the beach, Michael and Sawyer discover Jin, arms bound, being chased by a group of five people he calls others.
He learned that word real quick.
The three are attacked and quickly knocked unconscious by one of the group. The people, some dressed in contemporary clothing, drag the unconscious men in nets to a pit covered with bars made of bamboo. Sawyer, Michael, and Jin evaluate their prison, and Sawyer attempts to get above the bars by having the others boost him. The man who bested them earlier intervenes, and another prisoner is dropped into the pit. When she awakens, she introduces herself as Ana Lucia, and they determine they were all on Oceanic Flight 815. Ana Lucia was in the rear section, which broke off the rest of the plane in midair and landed in a different area from the other survivors. She claims to have survived on her own all this time, and that she was then taken prisoner like the three men. Did you believe her story when she said it?
No.
So did you realize that they were in cahoots?
No. I know something was off.
Okay. Sawyer shows her that he still has his gun and that he plans to bait the guard and escape. Ana Lucia scoffs at the plan as they debate, and she manages to grab the gun and call for the guard, who lifts her out of the cell. The guard asks her what information she was able to gain, and the men realize she deceived them. So what do you make of that whole situation, her and them, and what their relationship is?
I think part of it, I think how she survived is possible. Same way, you know, like Vincent in the fucking crate. Like, remember the first, I was like, okay, the dog crate survived. So is it possible in Lost World? Yes. So I believe that's possible in Lost World that she survived that way.
What do you mean? Like in the water?
Yeah. What? Like,
I'm not sure what you mean. That she survived what way?
The fact, because apparently that back half like fell off and like out of nowhere, like in mid-flight.
Well, she said, yeah. Well, we know that it broke off from the rest of the plane. She said that it landed in the water and then she swam to shore.
She also said she like floated on something and like she was a piece of the, anyway. I got the impression that she
floated on that. Maybe I don't know. She said something like,
because she was talking clearly or something. It was kind of like, I don't know. She said, floated on something and then...
I don't know. Well, until
she was able to swim to shore. Like,
yeah. I don't know. Like, she landed in the water and swam to shore.
Right. The fact that everybody... we thought that everyone was dead from the back half of the plane. As of now, we think everyone died from the back half of the plane. So I think whatever she survived. Okay, great. But... over a month by herself, and we know as viewers that there's other people on the island, so the odds are kind of slim that that's 100% true.
Say that again.
I said, so as viewers, we know she's been on the island by herself.
You mean that she survived by herself over a month?
Yes. And as viewers, we know that there's others on the island. So not that she survived by herself, but there's others on the island. How did she not come across them up to now?
Well, okay. Well, number one, we so far also have the impression, if not the fact, that Russo has been on this island alone for 16 years. Because she said that she shot her crew, or she killed her crew, because she said they got sick.
Right.
And as far as we know, she's alone.
But what I'm saying is, they want to be alone. They, like, you know, say, the people already on the island, the others, okay, Russo wants to be alone. Mm-hmm. The others, I'm talking about the others.
But what is the, maybe that's the part that I'm not, that
I don't know.
What do you think is the relationship from the others to Ana Lucia?
I think they found her before a month. That's what I'm trying to say. The fact that she was alone for a whole month before coming across them didn't make sense.
So you think that they're together, working together?
Cause what are the odds of her being, that's what I was trying to say, the odds of her being alone.
Got it.
For a whole month. And we know there are others on the island. They made themselves known to them the first, 2 weeks, when they tried to kidnap Claire and her baby. Like, you know, they made themselves known when they, so the fact that they didn't know she was on the island before now doesn't make sense. So I think she came across them way before, before.
That the others put her in the pit as a plant to find out information.
Well, isn't that obvious? I thought that part was obvious.
I'm not saying shit.
I hate Lost. I hate this shit.
Because I don't want to say the wrong thing and confirm or deny.
I think she came across them and they probably did the same thing to her, and she's trying to, I don't want to say Stockholm syndrome, but she's doing the best she can to survive.
But what if those are not, what if the others don't exist and those are not others, but just other people from the plane?
Okay, so we want the boy. So you think they were from the plane too?
Maybe that's how they knew there was a boy.
We want the boy.
I mean, that doesn't explain where they got a boat, but
but the maybe, boat might have been there from a previous.
I was just gonna say, like, so Desmond others, lost his boat, so
that might be that might have been
maybe Desmond's that's boy. Desmond's boat.
Those others might not have been. My head is spinning. Mind blown. Like,
sorry. I really love to, like, always give you a second option when you think you have it figured out.
I never have it figured out.
Even though sometimes you're so, like right on the truth.
And you just want to fuck with me.
And I just want to fuck with you. Yeah. So what I just told you could be the absolute truth, or it could be, like, a million miles away because you were at the truth. You know, whatever.
I hate you with a deep-seated passion.
I know you do. Let's... Okay. I have a couple of things that I want to talk about.
Of course you do. Well, you just want to drive me crazy.
Yeah, I think that Desmond, I love the character dynamic between Jack and Desmond. Because I feel like Desmond exists to fuck with Jack's head. Because you
And I appreciate have, that.
You have this man who is all about science and concrete things, and Desmond starts talking to him about back when he met him the first time
How about do you know?
Just... a miracle, you could fix her, and then he did. And now all these however many years later, which we know that it's at least 3 years later, here's Desmond again talking to him about the end of the world and a magic button, and once again taking Jack's sense of concrete thinking
certainty
and fucking it all up, because now it's like, how could, like, you could see the wheels in his head turning, like, how could this be happening?
I actually like that about Desmond, and I told you he's on his current show now, and obviously he's 20 years older, about, you know, give or take, and kind of sexy.
Very sexy.
He's kind of sort of... But anyway.
When Desmond asks about Sarah...
I had a feeling that that he's dead. That she's dead. I don't know why that popped in my head.
Well, Jack started crying. And Desmond is like, okay, so I get the... Like, the idea that...
Not right.
So, now we don't... We know that they're not together, and we know that apparently it's a painful, whatever happened is painful. So I think assuming she's dead is kind of like, you know.
Oh, maybe his father had an affair with her before. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised with the whole daddy issue thing.
There is, okay, there's only like one trivia. And it's kind of, like, weird. There's two, but one of them I can't read you yet. The chalkboard present at Locke's Anger Management Group is titled Transforming Anger and has the following subsections. Call a truce with anger. An anger-love connection. Rewire your hot button. Tell your story. Get good at grieving, and stay in tune with yourself. And I feel like these are, it's like an outline of what is happening on the island. You know
Give
what I mean?
Give it to me again. Give it to me again.
Okay, so number one is call a truce with anger, which I kind of take it as like Jack and Locke and Desmond, they're all kind of like, okay. Like, truce almost, because they have to now work together to fix the computer. Although an anger-love connection would be Locke and Helen.
Right.
And then number three is rewire your hot button, which is kind of literal because they shot it. So it's probably hot, and now it has to be rewired. Tell your story. Jack asks for Desmond's story. Get good at grieving. I mean, whatever. That's, and stay in tune with yourself.
Okay. So remember the last week we're talking about the name of the organization, Dharma?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know that means something, and it has something to do. Like I couldn't, so I Googled it, and depending on the religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, in the short version, it's moral. It's a moral law. Your short version, I think it is. It's pretty much your moral virtue or the moral law. And it kind of makes sense with the whole theme of Lost. And you find out all these people who have maybe been bad or have done bad things or had bad thoughts or weren't pure are actually coming into themselves and become more virtuous and more moral in their actions. So I know last week you're like, oh, the name doesn't mean that much. I think it has a lot to do with the premise of this show, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I'm going back to sleep.
No.
Okay, yet. I'm awake. All right, fine.
You mentioned 108 minutes.
108 minutes and okay. 540 days. That okay. bugged me the fuck out.
108 is the sum of all the numbers.
I knew it was something. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me see. What else is here? We meet Helen. Any thoughts on Helen?
I think good for Locke. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have talk about electromagnetism in the video. And you, okay. I think you mentioned that before.
Wait. 108 minutes times okay. 5 is 540.
There you go.
Okay. So the numbers, the sum of the numbers times 5 is 540. I would have gotten a little equation if I would have thought about it. So what's that last thing you were talking about?
Helen?
Electromagnetism.
Helen. Yeah, that they mentioned electromagnetism in the video that they watched. And you right. had mentioned something about electromagnetism. I remember you mentioning it. I mean, they also talk about parapsychology and all this other kind of stuff. Did you see the polar bears in the video?
I did.
Zoological studies and stuff. Yes.
So wait, I'm trying to think what genius moment I had. I have all these moments and then I don't, you know, I just talk out my ass. So, you know, a clock is right twice a day. So even okay. a broken clock is right. Okay. That's
so,
what I'm trying to say.
The video said that this is station 3, but it also, there was a notation where it said 3 out of 6.
Right.
So, which gives us the impression that there's 6 other stations somewhere in the world. Five other stations somewhere in the world, if not on this island. And this one is called the Swan.
I'm sorry, remember, I compared this little section like to like another, like Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and remember when
and
Jack...
the electromagnetic... I just remember now.
When Jack came down the hatch, you saw the key on his neck.
Go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the Swan Station, and the video was... it was Dr. Marvin Candle.
The person on the video.
Dr. Marvin Candle. And he talked about the Dharma Initiative was originated in 1970 by Gerald and Karen DeGroote from the University of Michigan. And it was like with the support of Alvar Hanso. And the video was copyrighted 1980 by the Hensel Foundation. So this is obviously, even at that point, which is supposed to be 2004, it's still almost a 25-year-old video. So does that give credence, or does that, you know, like, what do you, I mean, on one hand, okay, on one hand, you have a video from almost for over 20 years ago telling you about the experiment and how it's important, and due to an incident that they don't specify, and clearly this piece is missing from the video, from the film.
Right. I have a, but, I thought the film was was a little too dated even for the 80s. I thought the film was older.
It might have been. I mean, because
I just feel like
they talk about the Dharma Initiative being formed in 1970, but the copyright could just mean the last time that the video was given out.
Right. Okay, you know what I mean? Because I was like, and then it was after the incident. What the fuck was the incident? Another season long question.
But as we've seen in the last couple of episodes, even though a lot of things in the hatch look dated, that they can go back to the 70s and the 80s, that washer and dryer is brand new.
Right. It's like, and as people end up on the island, it gets updated. Like a piece here, a piece there, as something gets added, as everybody who ends up on the island adds something.
And there's still food. And the food is obviously not expired. It's still good to eat, so it can be 20 years old. I mean, unless it's filled with Twinkies.
Still drop. Oh, so you feel like it's like the corporation is still having the experiment.
So, right. So how do you explain? It's like cognitive dissonance, you know? On one hand, you have this like really old foundation and nobody has said anything and you're just still here pushing a button for years and nobody tells you shit. But on the other hand, clearly something is or someone is still looking out for this
experiment
hatch.
This
because
station.
Because there's food, there's appliances, like you have what you need to survive. You have medicine, you know what I mean? So how do you
weigh? You don't, because something's wonky. You don't weigh it. It's illogical, and something is really wonky with this fucking island.
Okay, remember when they were digging down into the hatch in the episode Born to Run, and they did the time machine? The Kate and her...
The time capsule.
Right, with her friend Tom, who was like her childhood lover. And remember I was saying that I wanted to make a connection, but I couldn't.
Okay, what was the connection? The time capsule. The hatch itself, the time capsule?
It's kind of like a time capsule because they dug down into it and there was stuff from obviously years before still preserved in there.
That's funny.
But I couldn't tell you that then. Because you still thought it was like an underground city where the others lived.
Well, it's still an underground something. It is underground.
You did say like a laboratory or something, which if this is an experiment.
I did say a lab or something. The underground city was my connection to the show that's being played now he currently works on. Like the whole underground living situation was the connection. Yeah. I had a fun fact for you. I was so excited.
You also said that the others placed a recording of directions in the hatch. Now, we don't know who, quote unquote, the Dharma Initiative is, per se. But that film, isn't that kind of like a recording of directions?
Directions. I'm so fucking smart, even when I'm not paying attention.
Either that or you're cheating.
I'm a professional TV watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you, Occam's razor, no matter how impossible it seems, the simplest answer is usually the answer. As said by Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. I'm just trying to update my notes. Okay. So you had questions. You wanted to know what was the incident and what other questions do you have?
That was it. I got it. The math or the numbers.
Okay. And one of the questions that you obviously had going back to Born to Run, was how did the airplane get into the safety deposit box?
And they answered that.
Yeah, you thought
I thought it was a wife saving her husband's stuff, but okay.
It was someone
saving it. It was
still a good guess.
Yeah. Because obviously, I go back to my notes sometimes, and I still think she was on the run prior to this. Because obviously the bank incident happened after the hospital incident. And I feel like she was on the run before that. Because why else would she hide her face from the sheriff? Mm-hmm. I still want to know, why is she on the run to begin with? And what is the fucking incident? I know the incident is the island doesn't exist. Oh, there was some kind... Because you know they say that we are currently living in a parallel lunar... We live in parallel universes. And... So the island is on Earth, but it's not on this universe. It's on a parallel universe. So they have some kind of electromagnetic quirk and end up on a different universe.
My God, I need to drink for this level of like quantum physics. Okay. I mean,
silly.
Ready? Now, let's say you were right. Would you like me to tell you?
No, of course not.
Okay, you're way off.
You're right. I know you're lying. Because if you would ever tell me the truth, I'll stop watching the show and there'll be the end of this, and we'll be on to another show. Four seasons early.
That's true. I'm telling you, there are times where you have like hit the nail on the head, and I'm like, this bitch. Like even when you said, oh, it's recording of directions, and I'm thinking of the film, and I'm like, this bitch. Like, granted, it's not.
I mean, but
probably how you meant it, but that's exactly what it is.
Because that's what I said. Half of the shit that people are surmising, watching this 20 years later, the writers probably had no intentions of what they meant. It was just like complete. Well, it's like, yeah, that's exactly what we went. What the fuck are they talking about? Like, you know what I mean? It's probably like a spin the wheel, like a chart, spin the wheel, and let's add this in it. Like, everything, in hindsight, everything can see a connection that really was no connection there to begin with. So. Now,
we had a lock episode.
Yes.
How did you feel about getting more about Locke's history?
It was interesting to know more about him. I didn't have any notes on it. I'm like, okay, that's good to know.
The last time we had a lock episode, you said that it was just basically straight to the point. And do you feel like it's the same this time?
Yeah. Locke, for me, doesn't have... He's mysterious, but he's not a man of mystery, if that makes any sense. The way his mind works is mysterious. But he's pretty straightforward. There's not... Whereas... Kate is like, what the fuck? Why is she on the run? What does she do? There's not that many questions. Locke's flashbacks gives you more insight into the man he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have many questions. Like, yeah, you want to know how he ended up in a wheelchair. But it's not how he ended up to a wheelchair for me is integral to know who he is right now. I feel like he's always been this way, you know. So, you kind of get who he is from the beginning. And you understand.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand who he is and why he is.
So this flashback takes place after the kidney incident, but clearly before he's in a wheelchair.
You're so smart, yes.
Thanks. So we still don't know how he got into the wheelchair. You want to take a guess?
He's climbing over the fence to get his keys that she threw over, and he ends up getting shot by the security guard. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't look at that tone of voice.
Next. The title of the episode is Orientation. Now, aside from the obvious connection, because the film was called Orientation, do you... have any insights?
Yeah, no. I mean, you could play Freud, who, yes, I know has been debunked. And it's like, you know, this is the episode where everyone kind of orientates themselves with normal once again.
I like that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, boss.
I think this is not only that, because they're kind of like, you know, orientation is like when you're new to something. And now they're new to the hatch. So, yes, the video, but the bigger picture, it's like there's a new entity on the island.
And I also think I think it's a point of the new roles on the island. I have a feeling people's roles are going to change.
But also, the people who are across the island, it's like there's this
forget about whole, them sometimes.
Yeah, but it's another kind of like entity orientation. Yes. Now you're with these unknown people, and it's like they hazed you. They threw your asses in a pit.
I feel sorry for them because it's funny. I don't know. I like those three people together. Michael, Jen, and Sawyer together, I like them. Because it's so different, but they're so, but at the same time,
they work well together.
They do. They work very well together. And I think part of them hates the fact that they work well together. And yeah, even though I might not like you, let's say, you know, he gets on my nerves. They've been on the island stranded for over a month. And there is a sense of friendship or camaraderie. I'm done.
Camaraderie.
Thank you.
I got the words today. Don't worry.
I speak better when I'm drunk. So I think this just brings it all to a head. Like, it's easy to nitpick on the stupid shit when things aren't as dangerous. When you really and forget that there is a bond growing there. And I think the situation just shows that, yeah, that's that. I'm babbling once again. So is this part where you tell everyone that I dreamed that you fired me and got a new co-host?
Yes. Yeah, I guess.
Yes. So yeah, I dreamed that she fired me.
I still don't know if that was a hope or a fear. Kind of dream.
A hopeful fear or a fearful hope. Ugh. I don't know. It depends what day of the week it is. It depends my mood. Mm-hmm. It changes.
So let's just recap. After watching this episode, we've got a little bit more information about the hatch and its purpose. We don't have much.
Did we?
Well, right.
They give you a little something, but they give you shit more confusion at the process.
Well, we have a little bit more information about the hatch and its alleged purpose.
Alleged. I like that. Yes.
A little bit more on Desmond and how he got there. And not much more about the others or Jin, Sawyer, and Michael. And we did meet Anna Lucia on the island, so we know that she survived and she's there.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. The others seem so hostile to the new people. I feel like them being on the island. Okay, let's say they were playing. I wonder.
Wait. Start again.
What? I have a poor connection. Hold on. Okay, my connection is poor. Okay, so scenario one: the others are from the other part of the plane, and for them to be so hostile, it makes me wonder, what did they encounter the 40 plus days they've been on the island? So the survivors we know aren't as militant as a group as the others are. So, A, if they are part of the same thing, what the fuck happened to them to be so combative and militant and hostile to new people? Like, what the hell did they encounter? And that's A, assuming that maybe it's B, maybe they weren't from the same. Oh, wait. So if they are part of the same same. Oh, new thought. If they are part of the same, Anna Lucia was never by herself. They were from the same part of the plane that ended up landing. She was part of them to begin with. She was never by herself.
Well, interesting. You mean that...
If the others were part of other survivors from the same plane crash, just say the back of the plane.
Oh, okay.
If the others were from the same plane crash, but from the back of the plane.
So the others that are referenced are just people who were on the back of the plane.
What if? That's what they're all just...
that's who Ethan was?
Maybe. No. Because...
You still Ethan think was he's with Russo?
Because Ethan was never on the manifest to begin with.
Oh, right.
So Ethan... So that's what... That's why I thought there was other people on the. There has to be others other than the plane crash, because he was on the manifest.
Okay, so we know that other than Russo wasn't on the manifest, and we know that Ethan was not on the manifest. So those two people were not what?
So I'm talking out loud. So yeah. She's referenced the others. She's referenced others. So there's others, obviously other people. Before the crash. Like, it wasn't like the others can't be from... I don't think the others are from the crash now. Because she's referenced others as if you get the impression that it has... Like, it was a long-standing group of people. Like, it's something else. So, okay, I'm just spitballing. I'm throwing a whole bunch of different shit. So, I'm sorry.
Well, she said that the others took her baby. So, that's going back 16 years.
Right.
Way before Oceania. Right. 815.
So maybe these group of people either A, are the others, or B, they're not the others. We're just assuming they're the others and they're from the back of the plane. And they were just assuming that, and then our survivors, I call them our survivors, on Weckens, are just assuming that they're the same others that they're talking about.
Got it. I mean, those are two good, solid theories.
I'm throwing out all the theories because nothing makes sense for Lost.
One of them's gonna stick, right?
All the spaghetti in the wall, and something's about to stick. And no, I've never tested my spaghetti like that. I don't understand that. Why waste spaghetti by throwing it on a wall? You get to eat it. At worst case, it's crunchy. You still fucking eat that shit. But anyway.
So we have, after this episode, these are the questions that I have written down. Who sent Kate the letter? Why did they want Claire's baby? Well, why did they want Claire/Claire's baby? What was the incident? Why was Kate on the run? How did Locke get in the wheelchair? What the fuck happened to the others to be so militant? And if they are part of the same group, then Anna Lucia was never by herself.
What letter?
The letter that she received at the motel that told her that her mom was in the hospital.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So with this episode, I mean, we obviously see Anna Lucia again, that we saw her in the finale, and now we realize that she did get on the plane, she did survive the plane crash, and she's on the island.
Which we knew already. Because Lost made her famous. You know what I mean? So we knew she was on the show. Mm-hmm. It's cheating, not cheating.
Yeah. Next week's episode is Everybody Hates Hugo. So,
I love Hugo.
Needless to say, it's a Hurley episode.
Is it? I couldn't tell.
Any thoughts about Hurley? This is only going to be the second flashback that we get for him.
I love Hurley. And that was it. That's all I can remember. I remember saying the next show was Everyone Hates Hurley.
Are you looking?
Hugo.
Is there anything that you're hoping? Wow, the sound is so much better right now. Is there anything that you're hoping to find out or to get more information?
No, nothing particular. I have no dying questions. I have nothing that's burning to a hole in my brain. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then I guess that'll do it for this episode. Stay tuned next week when we will discuss Everybody Hates Hugo and learn more about Hurley. And in the meantime, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/sasspod. And if you become a patron, you will have access to videos and pictures and unedited footage, audio and video, where you will see just what train wrecks Agnes and I both are.
Like they can't tell now.
You get a bigger picture.
It is not for the faint of heart.
If you choose not to support us financially, that's fine. You can also support this show by engaging with us and following us on social media. You can also tell your friends, like we've said before, grab their phones and just download our show into it. That helps. That really helps. Tell your friends, share our episodes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good ways.
You can mock us together. That can build, that can just strengthen your friendship. We are all about friendship here. Mm-hmm. Even if, no matter which way that looks.
And as always, please drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Until next time, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Agnes.
We out of here.
Peace.
I realized a question. What happened to Sarah? Okay.
Oh yeah, all right. I forgot about her. All right, forgot about you, Miss Sarah. All right, well, another episode in the can.
I thought we were supposed to start watching the episodes together.
No, I don't. Because you're like, you're a micromanager TV watcher. No. No.
All right. What if I promise not to be? Can I have another chance? Can I have a second chance?
We'll see. I don't know.